We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
What day is it? Oh, Wednesday! Whiskey Wednesday!
Oh, nice.
Happy Wednesday to you and your family.
And your loved ones.
We never got to brag on what... What were you telling me yesterday? Like, out of all the people who played the ESPN one, you're, like, top 25, right?
Yeah, I did this... I filled out a couple brackets on just, you know, the random ESPN tournament app. And,
yeah,
you know, I listened to ESPN radio. I thought I was joining the one that, like, those guys were all doing.
You thought you were joining, like, the Infante and Pauly one?
Yeah, I didn't. I joined just the random ESPN, like, radio
National,
generic
right, yeah.
one or whatever. I don't know how, where is it? Yeah, for that, the ESPN radio one, I got 23rd place.
Out of how many, though? Because that's a big deal.
Out of...
To me...
Oh, this one is... Sorry, I was off a number yesterday, but still. 164,000.
Yeah!
So,
like, that's pretty impressive.
Right? And
you
then
don't get anything or that?
No. And I entered it also, that same bracket, in the SportsCenter one,
mm-hmm.
which had 1,439,967. And that one, I got 137th place. So, I mean, that's not bad out of a million
what
something.
What did you do different there that you didn't in, like, the leagues that we can win in?
I don't even know. I never know. Who knows?
Did you get the right national champion?
Yeah. Yeah. And national championship game.
Wow.
And I think I might have even gotten did I get the final four? I don't really remember.
Did you get the score correct? What did I say it was going to be? Total, like, 80-something? 84, 5 points?
Let's see. I had it at 135.
Mm.
Oh, no, wait, that's not what I had. Doesn't show me how many I had. That's how many there actually were. Either way, I didn't win, but that's probably the
pretty
best.
Pretty cool.
That's probably the closest I've ever gotten since I finished second in the one you had to pay for way back in the day. And the guy that finished first was the guy that went on to have a career that still does stuff for them.
Who was the guy?
I only remember his last name is Barry. Joe Barry, Matt Barry. I think Matt Barry.
He got a career out of it?
Yep. And the only difference was I think we had a game different. I don't remember what because it was like, you know, 20 some odd years ago.
Wow.
But I always remember that I was supposed to then win, or I was supposed to... did but never got
mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be like 5 years free of entering the tournament, but they immediately made it free the next year.
Oh, so it didn't matter.
Yep.
Okay.
And this whole outdoor pack that was supposed to have this, like, you know, back in the day everyone would get those big weird rubber boats, you know what I'm talking about, that were like huge,
like the inflatable
boats. Like, here you
boats?
Go, it's a Bud Light giant boat thing.
Yeah.
I was supposed to get one of those and like a bag was filled with ESPN outdoor supplies.
You never did. No. Okay.
Never.
It's probably still sitting in Paulie's car.
Yep. Because remember that network, ESPN Outdoors or whatever it was?
Oh, man.
Well,
you should at least get like a coupon for a sandwich or something. You made the top 25 out of 100-something
right?
thousand people.
Nope, nothing.
Pretty cool.
They had confetti go off on my,
ooh,
on my screen.
Well, then they've done enough, I guess. They
I mean,
gave
that
you
really is it. I'm
digital
more,
confetti, really. What more do you want?
What more can I ask?
You can't. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Tonight, Whiskey Wednesday will be live, 8 o'clock. You can come join your boy. I mean, yesterday was as close to as perfect as you can get. If there's a place I can move to that's that weather every day, what is it, San Diego or something?
I think so.
Because that was clutch.
That was unreal, man.
Where'd you go?
Unreal.
You went up to the water?
Yep, just out to Verona.
But it was cold water?
That water was freezing, dude, but... There was a group of dudes that went swimming.
Whoa,
it was hilarious.
Nice.
It was hilarious watching them scream. But they
nice.
Stayed in it for a minute. It was weird. But no, It was cold, but it was awesome
they
to
got
be
the
so warm.
Same water is another thing, though. That's
that,
the same water.
It was further down where they weren't anywhere near me. No one was near that, and I wouldn't even let Elsa go in the water near that. I don't know what diseases a dead owl has.
Let me see. let me see what that photo.
Because, man, that was crazy.
Oh, I can't find it right now. Yeah, you saw a dead owl floating in the water. I've never seen an owl die.
No.
Or a dead owl.
No, me either. I've only ever seen them up close at the zoo even. You know what I mean? I don't even ever think I've seen one in the wild, like, really, other than from like 100 feet away.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
And then that was pretty fresh because it was still like, I don't know if I can show it on Twitch because it's a dead thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't,
but whatever.
I didn't flip it over really because I didn't want to like disturb it. But you could just see from the side of it, like it was 100% an owl.
Yeah. And it was not decomposed at all.
It was a little, I think, but not a lot. Mm-hmm. Like that's, I was afraid to flip it over. It would be real, weird.
Thank you for those subs and Twitch. Appreciate
but
that.
Its wingspan, man, because it was about this tall, but its wingspan was like,
yeah, birds are stupid
this,
big,
but just like floating there.
Yeah,
like, whoa, man.
Yeah, I get uncomfortable with how big birds are sometimes. Out by my house, there's this big. And it must be a well-known area because people always pulled over taking photos of it. But we just have a gathering of large birds up on top of our power things.
Oh, okay.
Just and like I don't know why. It's like over by that wildlife. What's that stupid thing we drive by on the way to Del Lago?
The Montezuma.
Yeah.
I never want to say that because that's the like that's
the
like
winery
a disease
as
or
well.
Whatever, right? Yeah.
There's a Montezuma winery, but the Montezuma Wildlife Refuge is just that open thing that has birds everywhere.
Yep. Worst first date.
Great first date. Great first date.
God.
You want to take a date somewhere to what? Just drive awkwardly for a real long time
and have her pee up. Huh? What's what? What's that?
That's got to be one of the worst first dates, right?
Easy.
Because you're just driving in the middle of a rut. Like, there's nothing going on.
You got a while.
You got to talk.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah.
About nothing, though. You can't be like, hey, whoa, look at that cool giraffe.
There was not
look
one.
Look at that open area.
There's no animals. There was like a bird.
Hey, look at that open area.
And there's a duck.
Hey, look at that duck over there.
Anything that duck's doing later. Same thing as doing now. Same thing as us.
Wow, man. Yeah.
You want to stop at no?
Okay. No, you want to go get some? Okay.
No. Yeah.
Never mind. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well.
And there's like a, it's like a drive to even get there. Like, it's not like you left your house and you were on the refugee or the refuge.
I don't know.
What the hell is it? Refuge?
I don't know, dude. The wildlife preserve.
Preserve. So you had to have the awkward drive to the preserve. The destination was the open swamp.
Yeah. Yeah. That was an all
Hey,
way.
We're here.
Yep. Yep. Me.
And then
meet you back at the start.
Yeah,
or?
And then it's like,
is your car at the end?
Yeah, where is it? Like, all right.
Did you stash a bike? You want my car?
You
want
to get out here? I'm just going to get out here. Why don't you take my car?
You just take this.
This date sucks so much, I'm actually going to walk home.
I'm going to call an Uber. You just drive back to your place. I'll take an Uber back.
That'd be a sign of a pretty bad first date when the guy who's driving the car abandons his car.
Right, and he's like, you take it.
You know what? Go ahead. I'm going to
see if that
giant eagle statue can take me somewhere.
Right. You want to stop there? No. Okay. Yeah.
Anyways, so I don't know how I got on that, but yes, you saw that owl yesterday. They're huge.
No, that's like
they're terrifying. They're dinosaurs.
And then those places, the big power lines, like eagles and stuff will set up nests.
Uh-huh.
Like over by you, there's that one that'll just, that huge ass nest that people will watch.
Yep.
There's a couple by me. There was one out in Burton when we lived there where you could see it from the apartment where, like, you could see its nest in the thing. I was like, that was a big bird, man.
And I know over by Destiny, they do a lot of eagle watching over there.
That's a lot of fun.
On Nagley Park. Yeah, man. Yep. Yeah, man.
It was a lot of fun.
I don't know if I've ever brought this up on here before, but it's kind of like, I'm excited about something that got released yesterday, a trailer for a thing that's coming out.
Okay.
And I don't know if I've ever talked to you about Denpa Shonen. Did I ever talk to you about that?
Denpa Shonen?
The Japanese game show?
No.
All right, good. So,
Denpa Shonen?
Two words, Denpa Shonen, A Life in Prizes. You've probably never heard of it. It actually came out in 98, so I got to remember, you're about 5 years younger than me.
No,
so,
I
98, you're really, really young.
No.
this was a fascination of mine in college. My buddy Sean and I, we had never seen it, and we'd only heard about it because the internet was still pretty new in 1998.
Yeah, you couldn't get all of the things.
You couldn't get everything, but you could know about things. And this was a game show on in Japan.
Okay.
And I'm going to describe to you how it works, okay?
Okay.
Because it's wild.
Are we going to play?
I can't because I'm going to tell you about the game show, so it wouldn't work.
Oh, all right.
The reason it worked is because this guy didn't know.
Oh.
So here's what goes down. In 1997 or 90, or in the 90s, this Japanese comedian shows up to what he thinks is an audition.
Okay.
To be on like a TV show in Japan. And he's told to strip naked and he's escorted into a room where he lives for the next 15 months. Here's the game show, dude. And this is why my buddy Sean and I were so obsessed with this in the 90s. And I'm bringing all of this up because they just released a trailer for a documentary about this game show. I'd forgotten all about it because I hadn't thought about it since college 25 years ago, whenever the hell that was.
Already I'm perplexed.
Oh, dude.
But I understand, but already I'm perplexed.
So he's in an apartment, basically a room slash apartment for 15 months. He doesn't know that people are watching him. Okay?
Okay.
He's nude in this room.
Okay.
He is not given any money, food, anything like this.
What's in the room?
Okay. I know this is going to be wild. All he was given is a stack of magazines. And he is told that he has to survive by winning contests in these magazines. Real contests. So, like, it's the 90s. You could mail away for a box of cereal or whatever he would find in these magazines. And for 15 months, this dude ate dog food, rice, anything he could win through these magazines.
What?
As he's naked in this room. Now.
And he had to just hope to God that...
Hope to God.
That he won a contest that nobody ever wins?
Hope to God. And he would. He would win, like, random things, and he would eat whatever would get delivered.
But did he have, like, a bed?
Yeah, he had, like, a little bed. If that's not wild enough...
Was he naked the whole time?
Yes, he was naked the entire time.
Why?
And remember what I said to you. He doesn't know he's on TV. This came out the same year before the Truman Show came out, so no one knew what that was.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, telling Cody about Denpa Shonen.
And they're watching
A Life
the whole
in
time.
Prizes. Guy is escorted into a room in the mid-90s in Japan. It's Japan, so I don't think there's any, like, humanitarian laws or whatever back in the 90s. And he's told he has to win all of these contests to survive. It's how he gets his food. It's how he gets whatever. 15 months goes by. Remember that he doesn't know he's on TV.
But he's
just been in this room.
Like pooping on TV. And
I don't know if the poop happens. I don't remember that part of it.
He's going to be there for looking at his wiener.
After 15 months goes by, somebody comes in the room and tells him it's over and that he won. And they open a wall and he's in front of an audience of thousands of people. Yeah.
He doesn't
know he's become a TV star. He's been surviving off dog food, rice, whatever he could find for 15 months. He's told, you're free to go, opens up, and there's an audience there. This is why I was obsessed with it.
What did he win?
Nothing. He's free to go, essentially.
So he did a jail sentence?
He became the most famous television personality in Japan without knowing it. He would have occasional interactions with his family, but I don't think his family was allowed to tell him. This trailer came out yesterday. The movie is called The Contestant.
I know. What were you watching?
We didn't watch it. This is honestly the first time I saw footage of it because I was only reading about it on the internet. Like, fellow internet nerds were like, guys, there's a show in Japan where this guy has to...
Never got chicks, man.
Never. I never got a single one because I was focused on life and prizes.
That's
Denpa Shonen.
That is...
Here's the trailer.
But he didn't...
What's your question?
He doesn't win anything?
No, it was, dude.
Did he get endorsements or something after? And got got money? Or just they were like, all right, you leave. We just wasted a year of your life?
15 months. I'm sure the documentary goes into that. I'm going to play the trailer for you.
No, just play the whole thing. What time is it?
If you want to watch it,
swearing, I don't know.
There are subtitles because there's parts that are obviously in Japanese. I will explain the best I can to you what's going on. I just want Cody to see the visuals.
He will translate.
What's that? What are you saying?
Josh, I will translate the best I can.
I will translate the best I can. My limited Japanese knowledge, I'll do the best I can. No, I want you to see the trailer because legitimately, I'd only ever read about this.
No,
this is the first time I've seen footage.
No, yeah, I want to see this. I want to see this.
You're going to see footage of the guy.
Okay.
He's going to be naked in his apartment. For the TV show, they cover his genitals with an eggplant, which is where the eggplant emoji kind of came from. As weird as that is, I know.
Well, that's good because I'm going to say, if you walk around like a boner and stuff and just some people have to stare at it.
Mm-hmm. No. They covered it with an eggplant
because
I guess his surname loosely translates to eggplant. I know. Just forget about that part.
Yeah.
Forget about that.
No, of course.
Here's the trailer for the contestant. If you followed my explanation at all.
No, I did.
Jump in Twitch.
Yeah, no, I need to see this.
The short version of it is a guy in the 90s was tricked into living alone in an apartment,
mm-hmm.
and the only things he could eat or survive off of, he had to win out of mail-away contests. So mind you, there's time involved there. At the very end, it's revealed that he's become the biggest television star in Japan. This really happened before the Truman Show came out.
Insane.
All right?
Insane.
If you put what we're about to show you in a movie, I doubt anybody would believe it.
That guy says, if there's a god,
was the most popular show in Japan.
That's the producer. He says, if there's a god of television, I am the devil. He thinks this is really funny.
Yeah.
At the time.
The challenge is to see whether someone can survive on competition prizes alone.
He has no food, no clothes.
What?
He doesn't even know he's on television.
Every week, more than 30 million people tune in.
Reality TV was not yet a thing. The Truman Show didn't come out till later the same year. They had to cover up his genitalia with something. Nasubi's name means eggplant. That's probably where it all started.
So, right now in the trailer, towards the end of this, I guess they started to tase him. It's absolute psychopath behavior. In no way is this, like, legal in any sense of the word, but it's Japan in the mid-90s. I don't know what was legal over there then.
Yeah.
So right now, he's in the apartment. The camera crew has showed up. He's confused. He thinks, okay, I'm only on camera.
Yeah.
They don't show the audience here, but then he's revealed that he's in a studio.
I can't believe how calm the guy, the producer is like.
He's crazy, dude.
This is genius. When I came up with this, I thought it was genius, and it is.
The dude is crazy.
What, bro?
Being alienated for this long makes you long for human warmth. For months, my life has just been a struggle between sanity and madness.
I think it's a rather grotesque program.
When he goes crazy, it's sure to be on TV.
That's it. And you see at the end there? That studio audience?
Yeah,
he's in front of the studio audience. I know that this is so deep and weird, but it was a fascination of mine for so long, and they made a documentary about it.
It's unreal. That's unreal. Although it's do you think at some point by the way he's acting, like was he told there's a camera here, so we're gonna at least film you? Because
Cody is seeing visually is that he keeps looking into like what it looks like he's looking in the camera. That was a mirror. He didn't know that the mirror behind the mirror was a camera. He just thought that. Ha ha, he was kind of going crazy, obviously.
Yeah. Do you think it's he maybe kind of knew something was going on.
I wonder.
Because again,
maybe they say that in the documentary.
It's not natural to go show up for an audition for something and them to just be like, cool, come with us. All right, get off your clothes. Now you're going to live, you're going to be in this room forever.
Yeah.
Until we say, okay.
Yeah.
Audition now.
Yeah.
Starting. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Maybe they address that in the documentary. Because I had that question too. How do you get into that situation?
Yeah. How do you not be like, no. What is this?
Well, to play devil's advocate here, when you first made your appearance on the show, I did make you get nude in this room for several days.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to cover my genitals.
No. So
at all.
I get it.
I had no eggplant emoji.
It was a different time.
Yeah, no, but I at some point, after like an hour, I'd be like, okay.
Mama Mac is asking, I can't understand the reason why I had to be such a long time. I think they were watching him devolve into madness.
I think that was part of it. They have to see how long it takes him to break.
And I think that he was going crazy. I think they literally made a man go crazy.
And I bet once they broke him, they were like, okay.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure, again, they mention it in there, like the Truman Show, maybe he finds starting to find the wall, you know what I mean?
Where or everything figure ends, it out.
And they got it. They're like, all right, we got to do something before.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I don't remember all of the details because, again, it was my obsession in the 90s and early 2000s. But the fact they're making a documentary about it is crazy.
And the naked thing, I still don't understand.
To break him, I think.
But, I think it was just another psychological.
It's a psychological thing.
He could have covered himself. There were things in there.
Yeah, there were things in there.
I mean.
But I don't think he knew. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not in his head.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any cameras in my apartment and I'm not just naked all the time.
Same. There are cameras in my house and I'm naked. Pretty regularly, actually.
Yeah.
It's humiliating. Yeah, Katie's right. No,
it was just more of just that guy, producer. Again, I can't get... It's almost weird. I can't get his face out of my head. Weird producer, he was just so like...
He was... dude, that producer is a psychopath. He gets off on it. He said, I'm the devil of television.
Yeah, if there's a Japanese god or Japanese...
God of television, I'm the devil.
I am the devil.
Yeah. All right, dog.
No, it kind of sounds like you took advantage of some loosey-goosey laws.
I think you made a guy go crazy for entertainment.
Because I was going to say, you didn't really do anything astonishing. You put a guy in a room. The concept is cool. I really, really like the concept of...
Same. If you know you're playing it.
Yeah. Yes. If you put me in a room and I know, and I don't have my wiener out. Weird... But
is fun. If you said you got to live in this apartment and you can only win online contests.
And we'll keep
going.
Mailing you or bringing you in every day.
And when you want to tap out, you tap out.
But every day or every whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
And they could use the computer now. Like now you can enter contests online.
That would be neat.
I believe, and I didn't say in the documentary, but I believe he won radio contests too. I vaguely remember that from the story. Like maybe he was allowed to call into radio contests, but. I don't know if that would work because wouldn't they know he was? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It's going to be a great documentary.
But that's cool. Where is it? On the Hulu?
It's on Hulu, so I guess I can't cancel Hulu yet.
Yeah, not even yet. May 2nd.
May 2nd.
So you got to go a whole another month.
It's called The Contestant. If you guys want to keep talking about it, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. I've forgotten about it until my buddy Sean said this to me yesterday. This is an article on what's the grossest thing your partner does, but you've accepted it. I mean, I'm not going to drag my wife, but... I'm sure I've got a million gross things I do that she just tolerates.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know what. I'm sure there's any. I don't know.
She won't mind me sharing is when she brushes her teeth, she gags. Brush her teeth without
gagging.
That's
not gross. It took a lot of brushing the tongue.
Yeah.
Because that.
She'll be like, I'm sorry. And I go, I don't care.
No, because I get it.
It's been 20 years at this point.
Yeah, well, first of all, the sound itself, I can't.
Of brushing or gagging?
Brushing. My least favorite thing.
I'm not even gonna be a dick and play it in the background. I'm not even gonna be that guy.
But oh god, it just made me involuntarily shake the bejesus out of the microphone. Oh, I hate it. It's really making me like tense even thinking about it in my head.
Is that why you
Is that why
you subconsciously brush your teeth in the shower?
Yes.
Because there's a noise blocking out that sound?
Oh, that's one of the first things with the motorized.
Yeah.
I got the powerful jetpack toothbrush. I'm in the shower. There's a thing. TV or something playing
like
on my phone.
A show playing, blocking out all the sounds.
Yep.
But a few of these, I'm not I mean, if you're going to be in a relationship, you got to put up with their best and their worst, you know? And I'm, listen.
I'm trying to just think.
I don't care if you're being gross.
I'm the loudest puker that's ever existed.
Okay, I've heard that. I've never heard you puke, but that's been recounted by you and your mother.
I'm sure that's not. That's got to be right up there.
I would just guess my farts are probably the grossest thing my wife has to put up with.
Do you just rip?
Do I? Buddy.
I know you do here. We have a microphone. I didn't know if you're just sitting on the couch.
Oh, my God.
Because you guys sit not.
What?
You ever seen that?
What?
I forget the movie where Zach Galifianakis and what's her name from Saturday Night Live posts for those funny pictures. And she farts right in my butthole, Janet.
I didn't hear about that. Yeah,
because your guys are feet to feet. So technically, you're aiming them right at her, bro.
We are. I do not. Pesk ass, but unless I'm a distance away. I'm not going to fart on her.
Are you that guy that'll get up and, like, in the summer, just walk out the front door real quick?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
And then
yeah,
walk
sometimes.
Back in and be like, you just brought it right back in with
me. If I feel I got a good one coming, I'll head outside, yeah. Yeah, but some of these...
I can see you being that guy.
Because why not? It's an excuse to go outside, get some fresh air.
Summertime outside farter.
Yep.
Beer back.
Walk a lap a little bit there. Then you'll hear him inside. You'll be like, I heard it.
Blow up your spot.
But a couple of these are just funny to me. Like this guy wrote, they just said, what's the grossest thing your partner does that you tolerate? She takes huge cartoonish bites out of cheese blocks we have in the fridge. That's just cute. To me, that's cute. I wouldn't be mad at that.
No, that's funny.
If it was one of my kids, I'd be mad. I'd be like, cut a slice.
Yeah.
But I could see myself just getting hammered, going,
I'm eating cheese like a candy bar.
That's funny.
That's
funny.
I don't, this isn't gross, sir or ma'am.
No.
But this is a psychopath.
Okay.
Quote, she mixes M&Ms and Skittles in a bowl and eats them together.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? You separate everything. You would mix M&Ms and Skittles?
But what I like to do is, because again, when I pick up Elsa from my mom, she's got the Skittle and the M&M machine. I go like this, boop, 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 because it's, you know, they were in my hand, and I put them all in my pocket. That way I can pull out one, and they're separated.
Let's go. I'm going to go ahead and just throw this vehicle in reverse real quick.
Yeah.
Your mother has vending machines, or has like little candy machines?
We've had them forever. They're the coolest things. They're little machines, and you just fill them up, and you put your hand under them, and you like pull the little lever, like, you know, like the coffee things in grocery stores, and they just give you they give you candies.
Like, no wonder your mother's house is the hangout house.
Yeah.
Like, the dogs want to go there. All the kids want to go there.
Yeah, there's more treats.
There's many treats.
Endless treats. I graze while I'm there. I just fill my pockets with things, pretzels. And I do.
Everybody loves to go to Mama Mac's house.
Fine. Oh, crumbs.
Humans and animals love to go to Deb's house. She's got parties going on.
Yep. So it's awesome. There were jelly beans for Easter time.
Things that gross you out. Your partner does that gross you out. This thing is another psychopath behavior. After she finishes her tea, she sucks her tea bags dry.
Really? I mean, if you
want someone to suck a tea bag dry, I'll tell you what.
She got her number?
No.
I did that. As I saw that online, that's weird that that's a thing. I saw online that, like, you know, for extra flavor or whatever. Just something, whatever. And I tried it once and gagged because it's so much, like, it's an overpowering sensation of whatever lemon ginger thing I had. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah, because it's the concentration of it. It's like,
yeah.
It's you're sucking it right off the leaf.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Uh-huh. Other things that wouldn't bother me, like this one, she poops without closing the door. All right, whatever. It's your house.
I don't care what you do. Yep, it's your house. If you don't want to close the door, you don't have to. I mean, I kind of prefer.
This one is gross.
Kind of poop at the door.
Yeah,
closed, I mean,
I would love it. Just because it takes away kind of the romance, in my opinion.
However, in my apartment, with the bathroom being so weirdly set up, I have no problem if you poop with the door open because the window don't open and there's no fan. So,
oh, true that. Yeah, go nuts.
You do what you got to do in there. I will just
do
to your privacy.
Everything in my power to not be disgusting to my wife because I know that just looking at me is disgusting, and I would like to at some point. I would like for her to still consider me attractive. I don't know if she ever did.
I mean, she did at least twice.
So I'm not going to poop with the door open because I feel like that's going to put negative points in my column.
Oh, no. I think it's not a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not like a, I can do this, but she can't. No, the other way because it's the other way around, though. I'm saying the girl can do it. The chicks can poop with the door open.
You're fine
dudes
with it.
Dudes can't.
No, dudes can't.
Dudes, you cannot poop with the door open.
I've got so many.
My apartment does not go for dudes.
Oh.
You poop with the door closed.
Are you sure I can't? I just.
You turn on that hot water.
You steam it out.
And you poop.
No, I'm just like, I don't want to put anything else against me. I already got enough going against me for my wife to be attracted to me that I don't need to add things. I'm already gross and fat and hairy and old.
Poop with the door open.
What else? I did the oh, he leaves Q-tips everywhere. That would gross me out.
Oh.
That would gross me out.
The lunchroom crew were having a random chat about, like, their husbands and stuff leaving things like that around.
Like what?
Like socks and used tissues, and somebody said Q-tips. And all I could think of in that production was, how's the matter with the people that you're,
I don't know.
You're with? What do you mean? He just takes off his socks and throws them at
like
the wall.
Like a baby, like a toddler.
Right? And, like, you're supposed to then gather them?
Like, I don't know why these dudes act like little toddlers.
Yeah.
Like, grow up. Pick up after yourself. Clean up after yourself.
Someone said the one will just just take his lunch, whatever he comes home, just sets over by the door. Just drops it by the shoes. I'd be like, well, then that's going to stay there forever then, numbnuts.
And what does he expect's going to happen?
I don't know. That it gets cleaned and refilled with
by
lunch.
The servants?
Right.
Grow up, it's like dog.
It's like that joke I made about the magic laundry basket.
What one? What?
The one where you put your clothes in it, and then a couple days later,
they're just clean.
It comes back folded and they're put away.
It's so weird.
It's very weird.
It's so weird.
Very weird.
No, you got to pick up after yourself. You don't just do things thinking your partner's going to pick up after you.
That's so funny.
Bulldog says leaving floss picks on the floor or eating in bed grosses me out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll highly take some foods I wish I didn't to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
I do not eat in bed.
I don't mean to. I just do it sometimes.
You just do it?
And all of a sudden, I'm like, there's a lot of popcorn.
Apple pie. My boyfriend gets a spoonful of peanut butter and with the same spoon scoops the fluff. I hate it.
You can't do that.
It's like putting your mouth in the dip.
Man?
Another one. He picks his teeth with his keys. Ugh. That's
my gross. My keys are over there. How do you... I guess I could kind of...
Well...
I mean,
you got to imagine up in a Swig of County, our teeth aren't exactly all pushed up nice and neat like yours, sir.
I do a gross move sometimes where if I don't have floss, I'll use something else as a floss. I just did it yesterday in here. I had something and I went, got to get that out of there.
Yeah. Get the paper in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get that out of there. But I floss today, so it's okay. I don't need to know.
I do a thing. I do a thing where the dentist tells me to floss and then I say, okay. And then I never floss. So I do that move.
Just saw a funny meme yesterday where dentist pokes mouth with pointiest parts of metal, make your mouth bleed. I'm so sorry about that.
I'm so sorry.
You gotta brush more.
I gotta be better. They really do. Dentists are just kings and queens of gaslighting. Oh, you got really bleedy gums.
You were stabbing them with a knife. I don't have that knife at home to test myself.
You've got really bleedy gums. Are you sure this? I didn't when I came in.
Yeah, it wasn't a minute ago.
They were not bleeding when I arrived, sir.
I had all my teeth a minute ago.
My name is Josh. I'm applying for the job of custodian, and I would like to perform. I'd like to perform 1,000 years.
Okay, and excellent. And action.
Here we go. Man waiting. Sending the somber baby for 1,000 years. For 1,000 more.
You're hired.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hired. Thank you. Thank you.
$100,000.
So once again, Cody Mack is ahead of the curve.
Oh, no.
You do something that now scientists are saying is a very good thing to do. Now, I'm the recipient of these a lot of times for reasons you'll know why.
Uh-oh.
Cody, when he gets mad, will like to write out the comment or the text he wants to say.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yep. And then delete it.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just send it to John.
But I'll get to see it usually before it gets deleted. And I'll send him some of mine, too. This isn't usually a method I use very much because I'm afraid I'll accidentally hit post.
But no, it's just nice to just write it out and be like,
yep.
But then you just don't hit send.
Then you get it out of you.
Or you again, you have to make sure you're sending it to yourself.
Yeah.
Send it to yourself.
Text it to yourself.
There is that.
Stupid dumb bitch. Stupid dumb freaking bitch ass bitch.
And then you can hit send and go, yeah.
Got it! And it feels good.
It does.
And then it's out of your system.
Yep.
And it weirdly works.
It does.
And scientists are now saying, now they went more like analog with this. Okay. They had people write down their anger.
Oh, I bet if you have to write it out. Because,
and they were like, all right, now you have an angry thought. Whatever you're pissed off about, write it down, and you have two options. Well, three, actually. You can keep it.
Yep.
You can put it in a box.
Do something about it. Yep.
Or you can shred it. And they found that the people that kept it stayed angry.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get rid of
it. It was right there all the time.
People that put it in a box still stayed angry.
Still the same because it was in the back of your
head.
You
gotta destroy it. You gotta throw it away. You gotta destroy it. And there's some people who are like, I needed to shred it.
I like that.
I didn't want to just ball it up and throw it away.
Yeah.
So good for them, man. If you can fight that anger, I mean, Lord knows I get angry plenty.
Oh, it works.
Oh, Dunes is right. My boss says, write the email, print the email, and then delete it and move on.
Reply all.
Just get those thoughts out of you. Yes. Dear co-workers, I have something to say.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad. Studies.
Well, this ain't Texas. Ain't no hold up. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
Good morning, everybody.
So park your Lexus and throw your keys up and stick around, round, round, round.
It's the original Texas Hold'em by
but
Hank Williams.
I'll be damned if I can't slow
the original.
You come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a bitch, come and take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I can't slow dance.
Not really. They used AI. They used AI to see what would happen if Hank Williams sang Beyonce's Texas Hold'em.
I didn't know the song. So you could have told me this was a real thing.
Yeah, that was Beyonce's This Is Texas. Texas Hold'em, as performed by Hank Williams.
Because
we're young, we're hip, we're cool, we know what's going on.
But I mean, look at how crazy that ish is now. That if you didn't say that, and you're just like,
I was like, here's the original.
I just wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, cool. Who does it now? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, AI can recreate pretty much anything at this point, and we just got to accept it.
So I wasn't listening to the words, really. Well, did you hear that twang? Oh, now I hear it.
I know hold up. So lay your cards down, 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 down. Park your Lexus and throw your keys up and stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a bitch, come and take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown.
Wow, they made people
bitch,
clap.
Come and take it to the floor now.
Hank Williams!
Hey!
But we're hip, we're young, we're cool.
That's interesting, though, man.
And I'm excited when I read... I even honestly think this article's a little outdated. So this is Business Insider did an article about...
Listen.
You want to do some Business
Insider.
If you're
going to be doing your Business Insider.
I know, it's hard for me to say that. Because it's also like the like locally we have the Business Journal, and their website for a while was CNYBJ.com. Did you know that? Forever. And I don't know if that was a good idea.
That makes a lot of sense, though.
That explains why you kept getting business suggestions when you go to that website.
So
that
explains why I got a lot of newspaper subscriptions and stuff, but
I
never.
I don't know what it is. Let me see.
Never one I was looking for.
Let me see.
That's great.
Yeah.
The Central New York Business Journal, CNYBJ.com. We'll give them a plug.
Because it's the most unfortunate domain ever, but there you go, guys. CNYBJ. And it's their hat. Like, go to that website. Their graphic is CNYBJ. They know what they're doing.
It's like that. Number one in facials for...
Yeah, we know what you're doing out there.
I get you. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Our buddies over at Nave with the ring finger, middle finger. We know what you're doing. You got our attention. So this article, Business Insider, said, here's some Gen Z slang words for 2024. And I think they're like a couple years late on some of these.
Yep.
Because like Riz made the list. Riz is like years old. If Cody and I are using it, then it's old.
But are they still...
Your mother, is she joking? Is she joking or is she being serious? Because that might be the funniest thing your mother's ever said if she's joking. Cody's mother said,
I think she did work there.
I was the office manager there a long time ago. Really, Deb? It's CNYBJ?
You were in charge of CNYBJ.
You were running the CNYBJ office, Deb? Your mother, bud.
That's what explains why it's still in service.
explains. Oh, man. Explains why she only had two kids, I guess. If she was focusing on CNYBJs, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, by the time Cody and I start using words, they're old. They're out of date, right?
Oh, man, Riz, yo. That, like yesterday, that dead owl had no Riz.
What had no
that
Riz?
That dead owl had no
that
Riz.
That dead owl had no Riz.
No Riz.
So, Riz, short for charisma, obviously. You know what an ick is, right?
Yeah.
An ick is a turnoff.
Yep.
You know what someone living rent-free means, right?
Yep.
It means you're just thinking about them. They're taking up so much space in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what mother is?
That terrible Danzig song.
Glenn Danzig getting shrapnel this morning. No.
No, wait. No. No.
It's kind of like how Rhea Ripley's mommy.
Oh.
Mother is a popular term of endearment for female celebrities.
Okay.
It originated from the LGBTQ plus community.
Oh.
Mother is a woman deserving of your respect who's had a profound influence on your life.
That's neat. Okay.
Like
my actual mother.
Yeah, like my mother. My mother.
That's what I call her.
Yeah. Yeah, Opie, your mother was the head manager over at CNYBJ.com. So. Left no crumbs. It's a variation of eight.
Eight? Like,
yeah.
Nom, 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 nom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, but if you showed up at a red carpet and you looked so good, I'd be like, oh my God, Cody ate. Cody ate on that red carpet, and he left no crumbs.
Oh, wow. Oh, that seems like a lot.
It's a lot of
ways to go for that one.
Bussin', we know. We're bussin' bus. We know that.
Yep.
Mid, we know that. Focus is lock in. We say lock in. These are midterm cooks. We know let them cook.
Let them
cook. We know that one. What about when I say, oh, you're being DeLulu?
Well, just wait. By the way you say it, I'm assuming it's... Am I being ridiculous?
You're being delusional.
Am I being a silly goose?
You're being DeLulu.
About sheesh.
Sheesh, I think, is about 5 years old now. Sus, though. Sus is like...
That's old, too.
That's like pandemic era.
I'll say, Riz and Sus, those are the ones that we know.
Where's the other? There was one that I missed. Oh, for the plot. Do you know for the plot? I'm going to do this for the plot.
For the plot?
Yeah. Like yesterday, you went to the beach for the plot. Just to do it for the experience.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I guess it could have been a multitude of things, like for the land, to look, you know what I mean? Or for the story. You know, like the
That's
plot,
what I would say, like, yeah. For the I would just say for the experience if I was
or
doing
I was
something
say
for
it
the
was
experience.
A long way to say for the gram.
For the gram.
For the plot, for the story.
True. Whiskey Wednesday. Weedsky Wednesday. Weed. 8 o'clock tonight on twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
What you gonna be doing?
I don't know. I've been putting a hurt on that bin of whiskey, so I've only got a few bottles left.
Yeah, but now you gotta go get something new.
I gotta go buy some stuff, yeah.
It's new time. You gotta because it's getting nice out. You got to get like a springtime.
Okay.
Is there a springtime whiskey?
Anything that gets me a buzz is my whiskey for the season. Sure.
Okay, I like that.
So
let's say we're 10 days away from 420. Maybe get something. I don't know what they've got that would fall into that.
Me either.
We are doing a party 420. So
I can't wait to get you the information on that, gang. Coming very soon.
We'll be on Twitch.
Coming very soon.
I don't know.
I'll get you the info on that.
Have some fun stuff to watch from 420. I think. I
believe we are going to be somewhere.
We definitely are.
I don't know.
But
time
I just thought
one.
I did.
So an employee at the Munich Museum of Modern Art.
Say that 10 times fast.
Munich Museum of Modern Art, which is not even the full name. I can't pronounce one of the words, so I skipped it.
What does it look like?
Pinakothek.
Perfect.
Or Pinakothek.
I like that.
They tried to take advantage of his employment. And here's why I'm not mad at him. If you wanted to be a musician, but you're not making a living as a musician yet, you would go try to get a job on the radio or at a record label, or you'd get in the business somehow.
I tried to bring that fat douche lunchbox, my cassette here, right out of college.
Oh, yeah? And nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing? So I get why he would take a job at an art museum. He's like, all right, I got to get in the business. Maybe he's not a great artist, but he's like, all right, I'll get my foot in the door.
Huh.
Problem is, he then got brazen and hung up his own artwork.
Yeah,
okay.
See, that's where you're starting to kind of... You pushed it a little too far.
I don't know if it's a fireable offense. Did he hurt anything?
Yeah, why would you have to fire him over you? I can't just be like, hey, we noticed that that picture back there, Josh, with you with the penis on your face.
Did you
put that up?
Like, I really wish that somebody, if anybody could find this for me, I want to see what his art looked like. I only have a text article from The Guardian talking about how the employee considers himself an artist and most likely saw his role in the museum's installation team as a day job to support his true calling, which I got another wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
In his role, he had access to the gallery space outside of opening hours, so it did not raise attention to security staff when he installed... Oh, God, this is in centimeters.
Oh,
I don't know how many centimeters this is.
Oh, boy. Okay, go ahead.
60 centimeters by 120 centimeters.
I don't.
Okay.
60
cent. How many is that? Is that 20 feet? I don't know. That's 2 feet? I don't know.
Centimeters and
it's America.
Feet. We're going to go by the convert.
It's damn America.
It's like 20 inches by like 100. So it's like this.
20,
it's
okay.
Okay.
Not huge.
No, not anything crazy, but it's a good amount, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The decision was made once they figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
To not make a big stink, we'll take it down after the thing closes. So they're like, just leave it up for the day. Fine, whatever.
We don't want to
upset the art viewers.
Yeah, the people that are standing there not saying a thing by taking a picture down.
I want to see his art, man. Does anybody have his art anywhere?
Yeah.
Why
does it? I don't get. I don't know.
But I've done that. I told you that story, right? Where AJ and I did this.
Oh, I forget what it was.
There was an art show in high school.
You did a thing, yeah.
Yeah, there was an art show in high school where they had a big glass case and everybody's artwork was in the case.
Yeah.
So AJ and I went to the Lost and Found box and just took a bunch of random things and opened the case and put them in there as an art display. It was like a cleat, like a foam cone, a few different things that made it like a modern sculpture.
Yeah.
It was in there for a bit.
That's wicked funny.
It was in there for a bit.
Finally, somebody was like, that's
yeah.
Not,
I don't know if what's the cleat doing in there.
The always way too into art teacher saw it and was like,
I don't think so.
With her big giant smock and enormous size shawl.
Mm-hmm. Other side of this,
our art teacher was named Mrs. Hooker.
Was she fun?
No,
she
was a biatch.
Rebecca's an art teacher who came
no,
in here.
No, yeah, no. See, that's a
she's a
she
fun
was nice.
Art
no, art. This lady was mean.
Other side of this. I've got two Florida stories. We haven't checked in on Florida in a while.
I'll say, then these have had time to build up, then.
And they've got all your favorite Florida tropes.
Oh.
I'm talking alligators.
Yes.
I'm talking drunk guy.
Okay.
I'm talking a garbage can.
Butts. Maybe some butts.
Was he nude? Yes, he was naked. Ah! check in on Florida, because this guy was what I'll be later, and that's probably drunk. Whiskey has that effect on me, you know?
You're going to be doing whiskey drugs.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you want to start with the drunk guy, or do you want to start with the gator story? You go ahead. Choose your own adventure. You're going to get both.
Drunk guy first.
Okay. Drunk man. Florida. Gave police more than they bargained for when he argued he's allowed to be drunk on this sidewalk. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
They said no. He said he's allowed because he's drunk and disorderly, but he's sitting naked in a trash can. So because he's in the trash can, he's not in public. He's not being drunk in public. He's drunk in a trash can.
In a trash can. That's a loophole in which the cops have never seen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to think of the situation.
They're going
to
go, all right.
Well, but now here's the thing.
Yeah.
They're just waiting for him to get out. And then if he's sober, then he'll just be disturbing the peace.
True and so either great way, point.
And they're like, we're just waiting to see your wiener, fella.
True and great point.
Let's
he's
go.
Not exposing himself if he's in a trash can.
No, he's really not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Police disagreed. They arrested him. He was intoxicated, unsteady on his feet, reeking of alcohol on Saturday night. Ooh. And nude. He was extracted from the trash can.
He's extracted.
And again, he argued he was allowed to be drunk naked in that trash can.
Was it his trash can?
And we'll see when this goes to court. We're going to see how this plays out.
I'd like to be on that jury, please.
But he blew it because he pled guilty. He pled guilty to both counts, was fined $520.
That's it? Well, I mean, depending on...
Prior convictions include theft, disorderly conduct, panhandling, criminal mischief, and other misdemeanors.
Taking your wiener
taking
out.
Taking your putt out in the trash can.
You can't just have it out in public.
Is Oscar the Grouch naked in that trash can? He definitely is,
that's
right?
That's why he doesn't ever come out. They've never extracted him. They don't want to see his
wiener. They don't want to see him in there?
Like, we get it. He's like, I live here, you... Get out of here.
What's his story? What's his backstory?
I don't know. It's very weird because Sesame Street is very weird, and they're all got, you know, like, houses, and they're nice, and, you know, Bert and Ernie live in a thing, so clearly these puppets or Muppets or whatever the hell these creatures are understand things, you know what I mean? It's not like they're like fish where, you know, it doesn't matter where they live, because
why
do Bert and Ernie live in beds?
They have to go to stores. They have to bathe.
Yep. Yeah. And then there's just one that they accept. There's like, well, we got one homeless guy on Sesame Street. Not everywhere is great.
So you think he's a guy? He's a person? He's a monster?
Right? But he's just homeless? Because they make it out to be like that trash can is his front door. So if you ever heard in the scenes, if he ever goes in, it's like he's got to do stuff. Well, all right, I'll be right back. And then
he comes out, he's clang, 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 clang.
I'm going down here. Oh, I'm making a turkey. And then he comes out and he's like, I got a turkey.
What is Oscar the Grouch's backstory? I'm going to look this up.
Fricks your deal, Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch.
Fricks your deal.
All right, I got the voice. No, but I want to, why is he so miserable? The Oscar character of Oscar was inspired by a nasty waiter called Oscar's Tavern in Manhattan.
Oh.
Jim Henson and John Stone were waited on by a man who was so rude and grouchy that he surpassed annoying and started to actually amuse them because he was so miserable.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
That's Rick DiIulio here.
Yeah, I was going
to... He's so miserable, it's comedic to the rest of us.
Because then you make fun of him and go... So Oscar, what do you think of this?
We're just like, hey, Rick DiIulio, did you see somebody park in your spot? And then it's 20 minutes of just misery.
And you see this guy did a thing?
All right. Here, I have his character recap. Stand by. I got 25 pop-ups. His trademark song explains his passion for refuse. I love trash.
Yeah, I love trash.
Like all Grouches, Oscar's mission in life is to be as miserable and grouchy as possible. Wow. It popped up the exact same time.
Oh, that was so weird.
When a visitor knocks on his trash can, invariably interrupting him from a nap or an important task, Oscar greets them with a snarl. He complains that he wants to be left alone, although when he's left entirely to himself, he's dissatisfied. There isn't anybody around to irritate or complain to.
Well, I know that, but why?
I guess we don't know the backstory. His best friend is a worm.
There's also an 8-foot frickin' bird that lives on the street too.
Yes.
And we don't know where that came from. So I mean, someday when Sesame Street ends,
God.
They gotta have one hell of a series finale, right?
There's gotta be one.
Turns out that like the chef is dreaming or something.
Well, it can be obviously. There's a lot of like you know psychoactive substances that could have been involved in this. A lot of people have come and gone.
It was Jerry Garcia's trip at
something
Woodstock,
like that.
Man,
I didn't know there was a whole universe. I knew about Slimy the Worm.
Yeah. Then there's that other one.
He has his girlfriend.
Yep. They added stuff. Cause I think after
Grungetta?
A while. Yeah, after a while, they were like, ah, balls. We made this guy is literally just a miserable homeless guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, screw you, dick. Oscar, you're not really teaching us any lessons. Yeah, shut up, you douchebag.
Where is the.
Live in a trash can. Mm-hmm. Ball liquor.
Huh? He has. Court. Okay. Is his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Telly and Elmo both consider Oscar to be a close friend, although
what?
Oscar disputes this.
What?
Since Telly and Elmo are two monsters whom Oscar doesn't like at all.
I like that they're monsters. Don't turn this page.
Don't you turn this a monster at the end of this book, dude.
But so you think, are they related? Telly's weird too, man.
Telly's another weird one, yeah.
I don't understand these things, man. All these things taught me how to read.
I love Sesame Street.
Listen to this. Everyone on Sesame Street is always talking about love. Yuck. But now it's time for me to tell you what Oscar the Grouch loves. The thing that Grouches love best of all.
I love trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. If you really want to see something trashy, look at this. I have here a sneaker that's tattered and worn. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash.
I love trash.
I mean, I do. I love it.
I'll show you the photo of me dressed as Oscar the Grouch for Halloween years ago. Not like I was a kid. I was a baby.
I don't care. I still move.
I've never shown you that.
Hold on. Maybe. Because I'm going to need that.
Because my mother used to call me the Grouch. Because believe it or not, I've always been miserable.
See, now, remember when we talk about all the, like, how in the beginning of The Grinch?
Uh-huh.
When they fly over, where did the regular baby go?
Right.
Like where did that baby go?
Oh, like is it he like, was switched at birth?
Like, is Oscar the Grouch from the Grinch universe? And he got dropped in the same way that Grinch baby got dropped into Whoville with a bunch of other weirdos.
Not unbelievable.
Oscar got dropped down into Sesame Street with a bunch of other monsters.
There's a mosquito in here.
How funny. Got a mosquito on your Peter?
Or I'm tripping balls. All right, back to Florida quickly.
Yeah, drink a little more of that water. Oh, yeah, there's a gator one.
Now I get the gator one. So we checked in on Florida. Man was naked, drunk, sitting in a trash can. Said he was allowed to be.
Gator don't play them.
He was not in public. He was naked and drunk in this trash can.
My trash can.
Come on now.
Come on.
The other Florida story is a woman. And I feel like I read these like once a month.
Uh-oh.
Heard a knock at her screen door.
Oh, a knock?
She thought someone was trying to get into the wrong house. However, when she got up, she noticed it was an 8-foot-long alligator trying to get out of her house.
Oh. What?
It was somehow in the house.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? Sorry, I'm trying to leave. So it was like bumping into the screen door trying to leave.
Did it have a dog door or something? Because they don't have a dog anymore, I
don't know
bet.
How they got in. I don't know how that thing got in there.
Because that's one of those where, hey, something followed you in.
Yeah. A 7-foot, 11-inch alligator.
How'd you miss that?
What? Oh. That's not always here? No. That's new.
Good thing that, you imagine if she just did like a quick, I'll go look real quick, I'm going to turn the lights on, I'll just walk over there, whatever. You know what I mean? Just a little stumble-rooski. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a giant gator looking at you.
Yep. Mm.
Trying to set this up because I want Cody to hear it first on the air before I didn't want him to hear the preview. So now we're ready.
Okay. Do I have to do anything? Do I have to close my eyes?
No, now you're ready to hear it because it says everything you need to know here in the first couple of seconds. And I want you to hear this, and then I'll let the story go on. It's better if the news just tells you themselves, okay?
Okay.
A woman is talking to us after police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Bailey Bachover is live in the studio now with the details. Bailey?
Yeah, Dave Courtney. Police use the word mechanophilia to describe the behavior of a man they say they caught on camera. That's a sexual attraction to machines or vehicles. The owner of the car says the pieces of this several-year mystery started to come together when she took her car to the shop multiple times, and it was suggested that someone was doing something on it they shouldn't have been.
Okay, so... you've gathered what's been said now, I take it.
Yeah.
We're going to get into the new story. This is... A 82-year-old woman's Toyota Avalon.
Oh!
A 2008 Toyota Avalon.
Oh!
She had been noticing damage to her car for several years.
Damage.
He was humping it really hard. He was really humping away at it.
What was he doing? It was giving it damage, bro.
Finally, they have camera footage of it. Again, the news can tell you way better than anything I can say because they're going to say it in very serious news terms.
Yes, because it's a very serious
story. There's nothing comical
about a man banging a car and his ejaculates everywhere at
Do
all.
Do not laugh.
This is a
serious story.
That is not funny at all.
So TV news, it's not a joke at all.
It is not a joke at all. The big blue butt cheek.
82-year-old Carolyn Taylor of Kinston says it was a couple of years ago when she started noticing fluid underneath her burgundy 2008 Toyota Avalon and thought something was wrong with her car. Turns out that Kinston police believe that the fluid was from this man, 52-year-old Walter McCray, who engages in mechanophilia or a sexual attraction to machines or vehicles.
I thought something was happening from under the hood of my car.
Oh, it was.
It was happening under the hood.
Whenever he'd come up here, he'd probably urinate all over the hood of the car, and it would run all down and... I thought it was something coming from under the hood. I took my car to the shop 3 times.
A warrant against McCray says that on several occasions, McCray also climbed on the hood of Taylor's car for sexual gratification.
You are listening to K-Rock, by the way, still. We're just both so enthralled with what we're learning on this.
I don't understand.
It sounded like, and again, I got to be careful because there are bodily fluids involved. He would relieve himself on the hood.
He'd take a pee-pee.
And she would see the fluids.
He'd go pee-pee.
And she thought maybe something was leaking.
It's not his pee-pee.
But I think that was maybe part... Well, I think that was. I think that was part of it.
Well, yeah, yeah. But I'm sure there was other stuff mixed in.
And then I think there was other stuff mixed in.
But the pee-pee...
It's part of it.
Yeah. I don't want to
be here
anymore.
Taylor says this has been going on for 3 years, and she could never catch him with her own camera until finally Kinston police were able to with a camera they set up.
They caught him on camera. They came Monday morning, and they took the films out.
I've never wanted to see footage so bad in my life.
I want to see him slipping and sliding around on the hood of that car.
So bad.
So bad.
Because does he take his pants all the way off?
Right.
Are they around his ankles?
Is he just sliding around?
Does it just come out through the zipper? Like, I want to see that footage so bad.
I also want to see him, like, thrusting at a car. And then also, can we point out another thing?
Go on.
That's the car.
Yeah, she's right next to it.
She don't give a F.
What do you mean? She's not going to sell her car.
I would sell the car if someone was banging it.
It's fine.
Yep, you're not banging my car. It's
That's
not mine
where
no
we
more.
Disagree. That's where we disagree.
You're urinating all over it. There's other fluids.
He's
all
caught.
Over.
It's who not going to happen again.
Who knows where else there were fluids. He put his... gone. No. I don't want it anymore. I don't even want it in my car now from situations.
And I agree. I agree, those of you asking why an Avalon... I don't know if it was because the Avalon is sexy or that's just the only car he could bang. I don't know what it is.
An Avalon is way sexier than a Camry.
It's hot.
Way sexier than a Camry.
Again, if the car gives consent, again, we want to...
If you look at that car and you don't get at least a half chub, then there's something wrong with you, dude.
And they come back to the door and say, we got him this time.
Damn right.
We got... good films, we got those good pictures, but it was more than we really wanted to see, so.
With the mystery believed to be solved, Taylor shared what she wants to see happen.
I'm hoping that they maybe put him away so he can get some help. You know, he really needs some help.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't need that guy in our prison system. He needs help.
He needs help, not to be in prison.
Like, I get what he was doing was, illegal, but he wasn't, like, doing heinous crimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He wasn't, I don't know.
I agree with Cody. He needs to be in, like, a place.
Yeah, let's find out first if there's, underlying things and maybe, he's not.
But this guy would get messed up in prison. I think they find out he's doing that.
Yeah, if what are you here for? I killed a guy. What are you here for? Oh, I killed two guys. What are you here for? I beat the crap out of a couple people. What are you here for? I left my fluids on a car that I was banging.
I like to have intercourse with vehicles.
The Avalon was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
But then every dude in there
would
be like,
they have a suspect locked up, she feels a lot better because she was getting worried that he would have tried to come into her house at some point. Courtney, Dave?
All right, thanks, Bailey. And McCrae is now being held in the Lenoir County Jail and faces a list of charges to include felony stalking, 5 counts of damage to property, and 5 counts of injury tamper with a vehicle.
What? Interesting.
What?
Interesting. There he goes.
Injury tamper?
In tampering with a vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
He tampered with it. Don't you doubt that for a second.
But it looked right, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, Oopies. You cleaned the crap out of it.
It got buffed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Yeah. Radio World, you're going to get the 90s at 9. Oh, you're downloading new rosters?
I was going to see if there was one. No, there's not yet.
Because we're going to play hockey. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. But you're also going to get the rematch of the Cody Rhodes-Roman Reigns match we did yesterday.
Because I'm going to pretend what happened was Roman Reigns was feeling it from Cody Rhodes. Josh was Cody Rhodes. And I had to get myself DQ'd.
Yeah.
I got DQ'd.
Yeah.
So, rematch.
He's pretending that he got DQ'd. I got DQ'd because I had a chair.
Well, I turned on. I must have accidentally did something to turn it off. But I turned on No Holds Barred. And it says right in the description, no holds barred, no rules, anything goes. Well, I get that a chair is not a wrestling move, but no holds barred is no rules, anything goes, which means we could smack each other with chairs.
So what do you have to pick? Extreme rules?
I guess.
All right.
So
there's always something.
Whatever.
But first, Golden Knights at Oilers.
Sometimes because we made the Golden Knights our team, that when we are the Golden Knights, this works out.
It comes out. All right. Golden Knights at Oilers for our first game. Right in Twitch. 8 o'clock tonight. Back for Whiskey Wednesday. See you there. Radio World, you get one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands.
Oh.
It's El Scorcho by Weezer.